Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. We are here for the Zoe Moon Astrology Show that covers the period between May 8th and May 15th of this year. All right, you guys, what I want to focus on tonight is this full moon in Scorpio that we are building to through this week ahead. This full moon is going to peak on Wednesday the 14th, and it's a very important full moon. Why? Well, I'm going to tell you why. We're looking at Saturn's tour through Scorpio. When Saturn shows up in a sign, it tests the sign's energy forces. Scorpio is about sex and reproduction and triangles, manipulation, obsession, and power. It's about hidden issues and control. It's about death and birth and transformation. It's about soul connections, divorce, and all of the financials that we deal with in our day-to-day life that are outside of our paycheck. It's really intense, this energy field of Scorpio. It's probably why the Scorpios, you know, you're like, wow, they're pretty intense people. Well, you know what? They're really handling the most profound energy out there. So when Saturn shows up to test Scorpio for 2.5 to 3 years, every almost 30 years, we are tested in these intense areas, which you are definitely witnessing in your own life and in the lives of those people around you. So this started in October of 2012, and it will end in September of 2015. So that is our just about 3-year period. It's going to dip. It's actually going to exit Scorpio in December of 2014, which would mean it had only been there 2 years and 2 months since October of 2012. But then next year in 2015, Saturn will dip back in for 4 months between June and September, which gives us that 2.5-year mark. So, you know, we're almost out of it. And if you want to look back at the Saturn and Scorpio periods, I don't know, you know, the age of everybody around here who's listening to this, but we had Saturn and Scorpio between December 1923 and December 1926. Again, we had Saturn and Scorpio between October 1953 and October 1956. Then we had Saturn and Scorpio November 1982 to November 1985. And then, like I said, this period, October 2012 to September 2015. The next time this will occur will be in November 2041 to November 2044. So if you want to look back at those periods, you know, in the early 80s, the early 50s, the early 20s, or up to, you know, the 5-year mark, 6-year mark of those periods, you can see if there was something going on in your life or your family's life that was, you know, covering these intense Scorpio themes. When Saturn shows up, it wants us to master some new level. It throws us against the wall in one or all of these areas. And each sign is going to be dealing with the sex, the power, the finances, the divorce, the triangles, and all of this in different playgrounds. It doesn't feel like a playground, but, you know, there'll be different things that you're dealing with. Aries always deals with whatever the topic is dead on. So Aries are, you know, facing, you know, sex issues or sexual obsession or triangles, or divorce, or some big, huge transformation with their finances, or a mortality issue, or a power situation. Taurus are experiencing it through relationships. So they're either watching their partners go through this, or they're dealing with attorneys and clients and specialists and opponents as they go through these tests. Geminis are seeing it play out in the work field over the job hunt, or what's going on with the job, with the coworkers, with the people they hire. They're also seeing it play out over health topics and their interest in animals and with paperwork and organization and services. Cancers are the playground that all this, you know, intensity is playing out is with their lovers or the pursuit of love, with kids, with creative and recreational pursuits. Leos are seeing it play out, you know, tied into the home or real estate or moves or renovations or family, parents, roommates, their history. Virgos are seeing it play out around their brothers, their sisters, their neighbors, transportation, electronics, writing, agreements, and sales. Libras are seeing it play out around income and possessions being valued or purchases. Scorpios are, it's in their sign, so it's affecting them on a personal level with their name, their identity, their title, their brand, their personal needs. Sagittarius are seeing it playing out around healing in hospitals and addiction or research, imagination, art, film, music, spirituality, hidden romance, any kind of karmic matters or development that's going on behind the scenes. Capricorn are seeing it play out around aspirations, groups, friends, the internet, astrology, charities, freedom, originality, and inventions. Aquarius, you guys are seeing it play out around career, goals, reputation, fame, up at the pinnacle of your chart, also with the boss, the parent, the judge, or any other kind of authority figure. Pisces are seeing it play out around religion, beliefs, politics, education, travel, weddings, media, marketing, or legal matters. And so everybody has, you know, different parts of their life that are being affected by what am I doing sexually or intimately, what's going on with the life or death situation or with the birth, what's going on with the big financial picture or the divorce, you know. But it really boils down to those major topics no matter what part of your life that it's playing out in. So you know that these are intense periods, this testing. You're supposed to master that next level. You're supposed to become more of an authority or more of a leader or be more grown up in the situation by the time we're out of it. And then you should really be kind of set up in a grounded way. Saturn is very finite. It wants you to end some things, or it wants you to commit long-term to some things in these areas, period. There is no black and white, you know, or I should say it is very black and white. There is no gray. So, you know, if I'm looking at this period that we're in now with Saturn, which, you know, 2012 to 2015, in that three-year period, there are going to be five fresh start ending high points. There are three new moons in Scorpio during that period and two full moons. So, again, if you guys want to kind of keep track of when this stuff was peaking and cresting and all of this so that you can tie it in and see the major turning points in your own life, those new moons, when we get the fresh start with all this Saturn and Scorpio energy, we had one on November 13th of 2012. That played out at 22 degrees of Scorpio, that new moon. But Saturn at that point, back in 2012, was only at 4 degrees. So if you had planets in the early part or you were born in the first part of your sign, the first third, then that fresh start, that new moon, new beginning, was setting you off down that new path or taking you to that next level. Then we had a new moon November 3rd of 2013. And that new moon was at 11 degrees of Scorpio, but Saturn at that time sat at 13 degrees of Scorpio. So this was for the new beginnings for people that are born in the middle of their sign or that have a lot of planets right around the 13th degree. We have one more new moon coming during this whole testing phase. That'll happen in October of this year, actually on October 23rd. That new moon is going to be at zero Scorpio, but Saturn will sit at 22 degrees. That'll be for people that are having, you know, any kind of, either they have their birthday at the end of the sign or they have some kind of important planetary energy in the last 10 degrees of their sign. So we had those three new moons, one left. We have one left. We only get two full moons during this whole Saturn and Scorpio period. We had one on April 25th of 2013. That one was at that full moon happened at 5 degrees of Scorpio and Saturn was sitting at 8 degrees. So obviously that would have been affecting people in the first half of the sign, of their own signs, or people that had planets around the 8th degree, anywhere 5 degrees, give or take, either side of that. So that full moon back in April of 2013 was your first big climax, things finally wrapping up or ending or coming to a head in some kind of intense way, or you're finally seeing things come through and you achieved something then in your pursuit of mastery with Saturn through Scorpio. There is only one full moon left in this 2012 to 2015 period, and it happens this week, and that's why I'm talking so much about it. It happens on May 14th, and this is the second and only last full moon in Scorpio during the Saturn and Scorpio testing period. This one will show the full moon happening at 23 degrees of Scorpio, Saturn sitting at 19 degrees. And so this is, you know, people that are born in the second half of their sign or people that have planets somewhere between or very close to the 19th to 23rd degree of Scorpio. This particular decan of full moons, you know, the very first full moon that we had back in April of 2013 was bringing that climax around Saturn and Scorpio themes that I've just listed for you guys. This one that's happening in this week ahead not only is the last big chance to bring something to some kind of closure or see it come through so that you can really, you know, make your choices, but this is happening in a very karmic beacon of Scorpio. And so there are some serious soul connections that are either you're celebrating the connection and you're ready to, you know, decide one way or the other which way this is going, or there's an ending to a karmic cycle with somebody or a situation, again, tied into all of this Scorpio topic, sex, divorce, big financial matters, power, control, manipulation, obsessions, soul energy, profound energy, transformational energy. So I believe that it's going to be a very profound week ahead. Because, like I said, after we get this full moon in this week ahead, we're not going to experience another full moon during a Saturn and Scorpio cycle until we get to the year 2041. And honestly, I don't think we'll experience it that year. It'll probably be in 2042 when we get the full moon. Well, Yeah, we will. It'll be 2042 when we get the full moon after that beginning in November of 2041. Okay, so what does this mean for everybody in the week ahead? First of all, you notice that we're building emotionally to this climax. And so the more that you can partner with the universe and work alongside of this to wrap things up, to get things to come through, to, you know, dot the I and cross the T, and you know, if you're celebrating an achievement, or you're taking some new lead in something, or you're marking that demarcation line in the sand, whatever it is, you want to do what you can as we build to next Wednesday to help cement it one way or the other. There are going to be a couple days that really stand out in this. One is Friday the 9th. That's tomorrow for people listening live. This means that there will be a Moon-Saturn alignment on Friday the 9th, which is an opportune energy aspect, which really means that the more you focus on Friday the 9th on the details, on the organizing of the situation, on any work efforts that need to go into it, or if there's someone you need to hire or work with, or if there's some focus on health or animals or being of service or the environment that can move this along, this is all, you know, really aligned to make it go well for you, to help you cement this in the way that you are hoping it goes. By Saturday the 10th, the Sun and Saturn are going to oppose each other. And to me, you know, that is really kind of the key date in this week ahead. It's the turning point. And so, you know, anytime we have an opposition, you'll be in there one-on-one with another person. So who are you ready to, you know, show up and deal with on a one-on-one situation here to reach that achievement, celebration, or mark that ending? The solar energy is showing up in the field of I need to be valued, or I need to look at my bottom line income-wise, or I need to deal with my possessions or this object or get or a purchase. And so, you know, whether you're the person on that side of it or you're facing the other person and they're coming to you that way, it's very much about stepping up and trying to find balance with this other person, you know, having confidence in where you are on that track and saying, okay, now I'm ready to commit or end it or structure it better or show you my ambition or deal with the limits here. And then when we get to Wednesday the 14th, the Moon and Saturn will sit the same degree. They come together as we see this, the Moon and the Sun and Saturn all bringing this full Moon in Scorpio. And so as you're building up, you may have your peak in any of these days building up to this full Moon. But by Wednesday the 14th, you should see something really hitting its mark. And I would definitely tell you guys to pat yourself on the back no matter where you find yourself in this escalation, because this is one of the toughest of all the places Saturn ever goes through. And you are hitting that last real pinnacle with it. There's still more to be developed. There's still some fresh starts coming out of it. But this is a very, you know, heavy-duty, intense moment where you can really see the changes coming together. And wherever you find yourself along that timeline, know that this is where you're meant to be. There's something about what's happening in your specific situation that is part of you learning how to be that adult, how to step up and shine your ambitions, how to, you know, be the leader, how to take responsibility, how to commit or mark endings. And so that's where we're going. It may be, you know, I would say probably for half you guys out there, it's going to be an extremely exciting, you know, big high point when something is cemented that comes through and you've been waiting on or working towards. And some of you guys, it may be just as exciting or it may be challenging as you're, you know, ending something that was meant to end during this process. So I'm going to talk about the landing of all this for each of the signs as we go through the show. The only other thing I'm just going to lightly touch on, I probably will not go through it for each sign, but you can read about it in the weekly ahead, and that is that Mars is active in this week ahead. Obviously, Mars is spinning almost his very last week in retrograde in Libra, which is the sign of relationships. And so we're seeing a couple active days when that other person and you, that other person is significantly doing something, you're readdressing something from the past and taking action to either you know, move forward or let go again. This is an active, dynamic energy involving a key other person. And so we're seeing one of these days is starting Saturday night the 10th and peaking on Sunday the 11th on Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day out there to everybody that has done the wonderful job of bringing kids into the world. So we're going to have Venus opposing Mars on these 2 days, you know, building up to it on Saturday, expressing it on Sunday if you haven't balanced that yet on Saturday. And so, you know, Venus is in the sign of the individual, probably what your needs are, which is the love and the creative expression and the possibly income needs or a need that you have with a female, probably mom if it's happening on Sunday. And Mars is active in that relationship. So you're going to be in a one-on-one. You're in a balance here. You know, Mars and Venus together is always very yin-yang, very you know, love, passion, or action income, or female action, passion. And it's always a potential for anger to get in the mix because of Mars. So, you know, you probably, if you're in a situation where you know you're going to be seeing somebody this weekend who is angry at you already, or you're angry at them, then just know that you can use this to try to smooth things out. It's going to have to come from you, though. Or you can just decide to step away from that and give some nurturing and love to yourself and just avoid it over the weekend if you'd like. But for the rest of everybody, you know, this is definitely a very, you know, dynamic, exciting, attractive, passionate energy that can get you motivating with another person to do for the female or motivating in the name of love or income with somebody else. Then we're going to see on Monday the 12th, Mercury is going to trine Mars. Now, this is the day that the offers come in or the agreements are signed or the sales happen or there's a meeting or a talk or a decision or something in writing or even something out there in the local arena, short trip kind of thing, involving that other person. And this should go very well. This is a very harmonious alignment. So if you need to set up that meeting with this person or talk things out or if you're waiting on news from them, this may be the day that just cinches it for you guys. So, you know, I think to me when I'm looking at this, my gut about this is that this is very kind of positive, dynamic, forward-moving energy in our last full week of Mars in retrograde. And that it's probably important to not so much avoid this stuff as dive in and see what you need to do or react to that the other person is doing when it comes to, you know, partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, opponents, whoever this other key individual is for you guys. All right, so looking at our Saturn and Scorpio / Scorpio full moon and our last major epic high point in the Saturn test that we've all been going through. You know, for Aries, obviously, you're dead on with this. So you are seeing in this week ahead a buildup to sex, divorce, financial, you know, kind of shared situation where, you know, it's your money, their money, and the other person's money, or somehow you're trying to work all that out and figure out all the players when it comes to whatever's going on financially. So Friday is a day where you really do want to take care of the details, Friday the 9th, tackle paperwork or some kind of job situation or organization. If there's anything that you need to tackle that's health or animal related, again, focus on that on Friday when it comes to these big Scorpio climactic moments. Saturday will put you one-on-one with another person and you need to discuss the money you're making or you want to make or the purchases and possessions in question or how you feel valued in the situation. Again, one-on-one over tests that you are here to master right now. Over that big outside or shared financial arena or the divorce or the sex life or the triangle or the power that you feel that you need or that you give away and how you're balancing that. By Wednesday the 14th, you reach that climactic high point. This is the last really big achievement or ending that was very pivotal in your learning curve when it came to what you needed to know about sex, divorce, triangles, power, control, manipulation, death, birth, soul connections, or the big financially shared arenas in your life. So So expect for things to wrap up by Wednesday the 14th or to come through and for you to note where you are in that progression. You'll have one last new moon, fresh start coming off of all these in at the end of October this year. And so this is a big, important week to build to whatever you need to close down so that you feel like you're in the right direction. For Taurus, you know, this is all playing out in those relational arenas. And so Friday the 9th is a very positive day for you to deal with any of these key individuals over finances or specs or divorce or controlling interests or, you know, a birth or mortality issue or the way that third-party situations are handled. And so Friday, this definitely will put you in a frame to kind of look at the creativity here or the love or the kids or the recreational side of things and move towards that cementing need that you have with or through this other person. By Saturday, the 10th, you are one-on-one with this other person. Saturday is a very kind of sobering day, and that doesn't mean negative. It just means serious. You know, you really need to show up on Saturday. You may feel this building Friday night, as typically most people do, feel the build-up. But, you know, this is the day where you're really saying, okay, I really do want to get in there and commit to long-term something here, financially, sexually divorce-oriented, triangle-oriented, life and death-oriented, birth-oriented, when it comes to this other person. Or I'm ready to end something here, you know, so you need to look at that specialist client, partner, agent, attorney, opponent, whoever that is, and choose to decide which way you want to go. And by Wednesday the 14th, you're going to see that huge culmination as you end something in the relationship or that person helps you end something or something comes through, you achieve it, you celebrate this high point. It has some kind of long-term ramification for you or some kind of ambitious side to it. In a serious way, over divorce, sex, finances, triangles, or any of these Scorpio themes for you guys. When we look at Gemini, you know, this is all, Saturn's really testing you. It's through sex and divorce and finances and triangles and power and control and life and death and birth situations that are playing out around your work, your coworkers, the people you hire to help you, the health situations you're going through or others close to you are going through, anything involving animals or the environment or paperwork. And so starting on Friday, there's an open door here that's saying you really can kind of move something along here or cement it one way or the other through what you focus in on in the home or with a family member or parent, roommate, or with around a move or renovation or real estate deal. So you want to really kind of key in on what you can do there on Friday. On Saturday, Gemini will be one-on-one with another person. Most likely you're going to either be, you know, I don't want to say sneaking off with them. You might be retreating with them or you're retreating away from them, whatever the case may be. There's some kind of secretive or behind-the-scenes energy here. You might be kind of shining your light in an artistic realm or through spirituality or romance, or there might be something that you're involved in that involves healing hospitals, retreats, something like that. And so, or maybe even research or development, I should include that as well. So, you know, show up one-on-one on Saturday with this other person over that, you know, how you're going to get serious about what's going on sexually, divorce-wise, or financially, or mortality-wise, or birth-wise with the health situation or the job, or the paperwork, or the animals. By Wednesday the 14th, you guys see this huge high point. So now something's either ending, and it's a huge finality in this whole three-year testing that you've been going through, or something is finally coming through and being achieved, and you're marking that big, huge, long-term commitment. Again, that will have financial ramifications, sexual or divorce ramifications, mortality or birth ramifications, focused on work, paperwork, health, animals, environment. For Cancer, you know, Saturn's been testing you with all these hard themes, the life and death and birth and finances and divorce and sex life, all through your lover or your pursuit of love or your need to be loved, or also through what's going on with your children or what's going on with projects or what's going on recreationally. And so in this week ahead, Friday opens the door. There's some kind of thing that you can kind of help you move this along towards this big peak that will involve a talk or a meeting or an offer or agreement or sale or something in writing, or maybe a sibling or neighbor or something around transportation or electronics. All of this could play in very favorably. So look at ways to communicate, something local or short trip, something sibling or neighbor oriented that can tie this all together for you. By Saturday the 10th, Cancer is going to be one-on-one with somebody else over these serious climaxing topics. And this is really going to kind of put you, Cancer, in an aspirational and / social realm. And so you're kind of showing up on Saturday, maybe with a friend or with a group or online or around astrology or charities or a party or some kind of gathering. Or it may have something to do with your own freedom and aspirations and inventions and originality. However you're showing up to be valued in that situation, you will be balancing this one-on-one with that key other person over the Scorpio themes. You know, am I? How do I feel about, you know, intimacy and sex and divorce and finances and triangles and power and control and mortality and birth when it comes to my lover, my kids, my creative projects or the fun? So, you know, you try to decide which side you're falling on Saturday. Am I committing or am I ending something? You're going to be feeling it, showing up around it. By Wednesday the 14th, you hit that epic peak. So now something is achieved and celebrated or ends or wraps up when it comes to that lover, the kids, the creative projects, the fun over those Saturn and Scorpio themes. For Leo, you know, everything for you guys with finances and sex and divorce and triangles and power and mortality issues and birth really been playing out on the playground of the home, your roots in life, your family. So, you know, this is all tied in somehow to where you live, who you live with, the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, family, parents, roommates, home. And so as this is escalating in this week ahead, you know, Friday opens the door. There's some kind of potential for you to be more valued here or to make money or to deal with possessions and purchases. So look for it. By Saturday the 10th, you're one-on-one with another person over these major intense Scorpio themes that are peaking in your home and family arena. And this is going to put you in there very strongly over, you know, wanting to stand out, wanting to take the lead, wanting to go after a goal or deal with career matters or deal with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody who's a power source to you. And so you want to seek the balance. You want to, you know, what do I feel good about, right? What am I willing to work hard and commit to here when it comes to the finances in the home or the sex life and divorce in the home or real estate or family situation or, you know, the mortality or birth situation and how I'm working all this out. So if you need to get in there with some kind of, you know, authority and deal with them, or you need to take more of the lead and deal with this other person one-on-one, aim for that on Saturday. And by Wednesday the 14th, you finally see everything coming through or ending. Again, this will play out tied to your house, your roommates, your family, your parent, your real estate deals, your move, your renovation, the history of childhood issues, and what is finally happening, celebrated, ending when it comes to, you know, the long-term situation, financially, sexually, divorced. Okay, for Virgo, you know, Virgo is playing around the communications realm for you guys. So meetings and talks and offers and proposals and pitches and interviews and auditions and your writing and your speaking roles. It's also playing around over your kind of local scene. So it could be in your community efforts or short trips to nearby towns. It plays out around your brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, and electronics as well. And so, and around your decisions. So, you know, your mind has been involved in this, or what you say and decide has been involved. And those close by realms have been involved. So in this week ahead, as you're moving to some kind of huge ending or breakthrough and celebration in the Saturn themes there with the shared financial realm or the divorce or sex life or death or birth or, you know, triangle, Friday opens up and aligns you very harmoniously to this and says there's an opportunity for you to cement something. So you should have that talk or listen to that news coming in or open something up with that sibling or neighbor or, be a short trip or writing or whatever that topic is that fits in with what you're dealing with there. By Saturday the 10th, you're one-on-one with this other person. Serious day, very serious day. You show up and say, I'm ready to step up and be valued or deal with what I need here when it comes to the legal part of this or travel or education. I need to, you know, teach or learn something here. Or when it comes to what you're doing to market things or do media, publishing, broadcasting, or what happens with religion, politics, or weddings. You know, it's all in that higher mind. So on Saturday, the 10th, Virgo will be trying to cement something by showing up in those areas with, you know, with that brother, sister, neighbor, vehicle, electronic, with that short trip or local activity or the writing or offers or sales and agreements. And then by Wednesday, the 14th, we see it all peak in a very big way. So now we know that there is a very final ending or an achievement as things come through. Again, the news or decision or any of those amplified third house matters that are peaking over finances, over sex, divorce, controlling interest, mortality issues, births, reproductive needs. For Libra, you know, Libra has been dealing with a value area with Saturn, learning to value themselves, learning how the way they value others plays out in their own life, learning about how, you know, their personal income flow, mastering something there, mastering something with possessions, gifts, or purchases. And so this is building through this week ahead to this big climax here that will be all about, you know, what happens in the shared financial arena that plays into this big epic moment, or what how's the sex or the divorce or the triangle affecting all of this. So on Friday the 9th, you guys are going to see some door open up to a potential that's going on secretly, privately, in development, behind the scenes, through retreat, through the muse, the imagination, the romantic or spiritual connection, or through something in healing, hospitals, energy work, anything that can help you deal with an institution in some kind of way or pull back enough. So see where you fall in that line that would help you move towards this serious moment for you guys. By Saturday the 10th, you guys are one-on-one with another person in the Scorpio field, so Librans are showing up and saying, here I am sexually, or here I am over the divorce, or here I am over the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the commissions, the royalties, the alimony, child support, partner's money, whatever that big financial curve is. Or Libra is showing up over the mortality issue or birth or power situation. And again, one-on-one with this other person and cementing what I need to cement one way or the other, income, possessions, purchases, values. By Wednesday the 14th, you have reached that epic high point. And so you end something with these areas, or you commit long-term and you celebrate the achievement, whatever's coming through around your own money, your purchases, your possessions, your gifts, or your sense of value. But for Scorpio, you know, this is all about Saturn testing Scorpio. So Scorpio has been redefining themselves. Who am I? You know, who do I want to be? Am I going to change my name? Am I going to change my title? Am I going to change my identity? Is there some new personal need that I'm developing and trying to master through this whole thing? Is it about my brand? Is it about my image? Is it about my body? Maybe it's about all of those things. You know, I mean, it could be. And so as we're moving through this week, there's a huge escalation. This is the big final last peak for Scorpio in this three-year testing period. And so, you know, starting on Friday, a door opens. The door opens through social and aspirational context for Scorpio. So look to the friends, the group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, gatherings, your own freedom in the mix, your own originality or inventions, and see how you can cement something a little bit further one way or the other, commitments, endings, when it comes to what you need, who you are in those Scorpio themes. By Saturday the 10th, you're one-on-one, Scorpio, with a key other person. This is somebody you're trying to end something with, or somebody you're trying to commit with, or somebody that is involved in your ambitions or is helping you structure things or deal with limits. And so, again, you need to show up. You need to show up and do what it is that you do by way of, you know, your own desires and your own tests and your own grown-up experience as you're evolving yourself with this other or regarding this other person. And by Wednesday the 14th, Scorpio, you hit your epic, second epic and last epic full moon during this Saturn testing period. So there is something definitely ending or wrapping up or coming through or achieved in that next level for you guys when it comes to what you're trying to master about yourself, your name, your title, your identity, your personal needs, your body, your image, your brand, and you're doing this through sexuality or divorce or a big shared financial situation or a third-party situation or in face of a mortality issue or a birth. All right, for Sagittarius, Sagittarius has been dealing with a lot of stuff in the karmic level through this whole Saturn and Scorpio theme. So it's been a very intense period for Sag. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that a lot of other people don't know about. Karmic balance with other people and situations, retreat, and a time period in their life that is very serious about developing something, you know, that is something that they know about. Maybe the rest of us don't. This could be playing out romantically. It could be playing out artistically. It could be playing out spiritually. It could be playing out through healing in hospitals. It could be playing out through research and investigations or development. But it's just, you know, this is what we're building to in this week ahead as we're going to see something finally climax here in a very major way. So for Sag, all this behind-the-scenes energy that's going on, for same for you for every sign, it's focused on sex, divorce, triangles, big financial interests, transformational situations. And Friday, the 9th, opens the door here and says that you really can kind of focus on a goal that you have here or try to tie in the career or the boss or parent or judge or other authority figure in this situation, or really let your fame shine or your notoriety or reputation lead you in this direction. This should be a potential for something good to happen on Friday the 9th. By Saturday the 10th, Sagittarius is one-on-one with another person. Again, focused on their Saturn and Scorpio themes, what's going on behind the scenes in those artistic, creative, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital research arenas that are all about the sex, the divorce, or the finances. And on Saturday the 10th, Sag steps up in a way that says, here I am when it comes to the job or the work I need to do or the people that I need to hire or that are working alongside with me, or here I am in the mix when it comes to the paperwork and my own needs or identity, or here I am when it comes to my body and my physical presence and the health situation going on, or here I am on behalf of the animals or the environment in this situation. So however you're presenting on Saturday's side, it's serious. It's with you and this other person, and it's helping you escalate towards this full moon that happens on Wednesday the 14th. So by Wednesday the 14th, Sagittarius is seeing this epic peak when it comes to the healing, the hospital, the addiction, the behind-the-scenes development, the romantic getaway or clandestine romance, the spiritual path, meditation, yoga, the artistic film, music, painting, poetry, the karmic union or situation, all escalating financially or sexually or divorced or life and death kind of, you know, high point here. So something is coming through, something is achieved and celebrated, something is ending and wrapping up. But this is the big one for every sign, so for you too, Sag. All right, for Capricorn, it's been playing out around the aspirations that you have in life and your social field, your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your freedom, your inventions, your originality. So this is all escalating. You know, there's something in these fields that is really big when it comes to sex, divorce, big financial situations or triangles, or life and death or birth situations playing out with the friend or online, whatever this is for you. So for Capricorn, Friday the 9th opens the door there. You can step, you know, find some kind of way forward legally or through travel or with someone at a distance. Or you can find a way forward through educational pursuits, teaching or learning something, or through media and marketing and publishing and publicity. You can find it through the religious or political or wedding side as well. So whatever comes along for you guys, this is the day to say yes and to cement something one way or the other. By Saturday the 10th, Capricorn will be one-on-one with another person in a very serious way. You guys are stepping up, and you're stepping up, and you're saying, here I am. In the name of love, or here I am on behalf of the children, or here I am creatively, or here I am to have fun, gosh darn it. And you're facing, you know, where you are with this other person when it comes to you know, the intensity, the sex, the divorce, the finances, and the friendship, or the group affiliation, or what's going on online, or with the astrology or charities, or, you know, all of those 11th house matters that I mentioned. And so then by Wednesday the 14th, you reach that epic high point, and something ends in a big way, or wraps up, or something comes through and is achieved and celebrated, you know, tied to that friend and the finances, or sex, or divorce, or mortality, or birth, or tied to the group, or the internet, or astrology, or charities, or party, or gathering, or aspirations, or freedom, or inventions, and the finances, sex, divorce, mortality, or sure birth. All right, so for Aquarius, you know, everything has been really playing out in this testing field when it comes to your goals, your career, your reputation, fame, any kind of authority figure or higher up power person that might be in the mix, like a parent, boss, judge. And so this week escalates towards some kind of climax there with this power person or with this goal or ambition or career, and it will have a big financial connotation or a big sexual or divorce connotation or something with the mortality or birth or third party situation. All right, so on Friday the 9th for Aquarius, a door opens there, and it opens up and says, okay, you know, really, what do you want here when it comes to sex, divorce, to finances? What do you want when it comes to the triangle, third party situation, mortality or birth situation or reproductive needs? So whatever you can kind of commit to or end or draw some lines around or contain in a way, or shine your ambitions on Friday, this should work in your benefit. By Saturday the 10th, Aquarius will be one-on-one with another person over these serious things that are escalating, financially, sexually, divorce-oriented, with that big goal, or the, on the career front, or with the boss, or parent, or judge, or other authority figure. And so Saturday the 10th, Aquarius is really showing up and saying, here I am, you know, in the home or about the home or in the name of the family or the parent or roommate, or when it comes to the real estate or move or renovation or my childhood issues or history. And so, you know, it's a very rooted place that you find yourself, Aquarius, and looking at what you need right then and there and facing this other person, you know, and saying, what do I need to do with you one way or the other? Do I need to commit more long-term, or do I need to end something or structure it better when it comes to my goals financially or sexually or divorce-oriented or, you know, in dealing with a mortality or birth situation or triangle? And so get serious with this person on Saturday, and then by the 14th, you have that escalation. Something finally is coming through, celebrated, achieved, or something is ended in a very big way or wrapping up and finalized in some way. Again, you know, when it comes to the big goal, the career, the reputation, the fame, the boss, the parent, the judge, or other authority figure, all about the finances, the sex, the divorce, the third party, the mortality issue, or a reproductive need or birth. All right, for Pisces, everything's been playing out with this testing field when it comes to the higher-minded arenas in life, which these cover several areas. So for Pisces, you know, this has been about anything legal, anything educational, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything around travel, foreign interests, import, export, anything around weddings, religion, or politics. All right, you got that? So in those realms, those are the playing fields for Pisces. It's escalating in this week ahead to some kind of climax over the financial situation or the reproductive need or the birth or the death or the divorce or the big sexual attraction or issue. So Friday the 9th opens a door and says you can connect with this other person in a serious way to end something or commit to something or structure it in some way that's beneficial to you. So you want to look at, you know, where you are with the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, or whoever that key person is in the situation, and see what you can do. By Saturday the 10th, you move on to showing up to sign agreements or to make a sale or to write or meet or talk or pitch ideas or propose or field offers. It's very communicative. You may be also showing up through a short trip or in some kind of local capacity over these themes. Or you also may be showing up involving a brother, sister, neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, an idea, your writing or speaking roles or interviews or auditions. So, again, Pisces has kind of got a lot of best things going on here, but it is about the next step with this other person when it comes to those higher-minded arenas and the finances, the sex, the divorce, the mortality issue, the birth, the triangle, how you're dealing with that legally through travel or distance or educational outlets or marketing and weddings and media and all this. By Wednesday the 14th, you see the peak, the climax. There's a huge ending or something wraps up and there's a finality about it, or there is something coming through and a big celebration and achievement. It's a very high, epic point in your testing when it comes to these triangles and the attractions and the death and birth and divorce and finances with the legal realms or the travel situation or the person at a distance or the media or marketing or broadcasting or wedding or religion or, I don't know, did I say educational? I'm saying it so many times. And so this is like an epic peak. You know, you are cementing something long-term. You're ending it for good. You're committing. You're structuring. You're dealing with limits. You're shining your ambitions at this epic peak on the 14th. And so really that's it, you guys. This is a little bit shorter show, but I just felt like it was a very important show to focus in on this. After this epic full moon and this week ahead, you really, if there was anything, not everybody is going to have something that they need to end or they need to commit to long-term this time. Maybe it happened for you back in April of 2013. But if it hasn't happened and it's meant to happen, this is the time in this week ahead. As we reach this peak. And then, like I said, you're going to get one more fresh start at the end of October. And that's it. You guys have really gone through the heat and the most profound testing experiences of Saturn and Scorpio. And you will just be kind of tying up loose ends and moving into those new fields for the rest of the period that it's here. And then it will not come back and hit you hard like this again. And hopefully not as hard next time until 2041. So I hope it's a fantastic week where everything comes through that you've been working so hard at. And you get those endings and finalities that you do feel you're ready for. And that you do find that you've grown up a lot since you look back to 2012 and the years leading up to that, and that you're proud of yourself for what you've been able to achieve. It's Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week with more. Have a great week ahead. And thanks, you guys.